Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to a very special Wednesday edition of Catholic Answers Live. Usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you are familiar with us doing open forum. Today we have a Wednesday open forum for you. So any question that you might have about the Catholic faith, about Catholic teaching, Catholic practice, Catholic life, we welcome those. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. The lines usually do fill up pretty quickly. So if you have a question, maybe now would be a good time to start dialing. You're welcome to call if you are not Catholic. Anyone's welcome to call. If for any reason, if you've got something you'd like to know about the Catholic faith, we'd like to do our very best to answer your question. 888-318-7884. I am Cy Killett, your host, and it's a big Wednesday show for other reasons as well. But let me introduce our guest this hour. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And Jimmy, we're going to be doing a little bit of fundraising this hour.
Yes, we are. And it's important that we do that because we have another matching challenge for this hour of the show. It's $10,000. And so we've got less than 60 minutes now to raise $10,000. We won't get the $10,000 until we've matched it through your generosity. So we need you to be generous. The number to call to do that is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You'll be hearing us repeat that number throughout the show. Also, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But it's important that you do. And as we were just talking before the show, one of the reasons it's important, and we also discussed this yesterday, is that we're on fewer stations now. And in particular, we're not on in some of the major markets like Los Angeles, Phoenix, here in San Diego. And so we're not reaching those same people in the same way. Now, the good news is everybody can listen to Catholic Answers Live on the internet. Everybody can listen through our free app on your phone.
Right.
But a lot of people are not hearing us now, and that's going to have an impact. And so we need you to help make up for that impact, and now's the time to do it. We only come on for just a very few minutes, a few times a year, four times a year. It's quadannual. And so this is the time we need to hear from you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We need you to help us make up for the impact that the station loss has had, and we thank you in advance for your generosity.
888-291-8000 is that number, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Your call really matters because, as Jimmy was saying, we're in a position now where we have fewer stations, and we're missing out on some major markets that we used to be in. We don't want to pull back on the things that we're moving into. And it really does seem in many ways that we're moving in out into every direction in media to try to share this the message of the good news, the fullness of the Christian faith as found in the Catholic Church, and answer questions and objections even to basic things like whether or not there's objective morality or whether or not God exists. We need to be everywhere we can in the culture answering and addressing these questions and concerns. We've got new podcasts coming out that we'll be talking about very soon. We've got a weekly television show that will start as a half hour. We're hoping to expand it to a full hour show. Lots of stuff going on, Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, all over the internet, things that I don't – even tools that I don't – I can't even remember their names. They have to remind me, oh, yeah, we're on this app, and I don't even know what it is.
But that's a sign of growth. That's a sign we're reaching more people, and it's possible because of your generosity. None of that would be possible without your help. We wouldn't even be here now without your help. So if you want to see Catholic Answers Live continue – and, you know, for some people, that hasn't happened. For some people, we're not there in the same way anymore, as much as we would like to be. But if you would like to help keep Catholic Answers on your radio station, if you'd like to have it expand to reach more people in new ways, in ways that may be more convenient for you even than the way you're listening right now, we want to be able to do those things, and you're the one who makes it possible. I know there are a lot of people out there who have been thinking about making a donation and they just haven't done it yet. We want to offer a special appeal to you because we know there are a lot of people who either have given in the past but haven't given in a while, or they've never given, but you have been thinking about it. And now's the time to act on that. Now's the time to respond to that call. One of the things that St. Paul teaches us in his epistles is that God loves a cheerful giver. And if it's been on your heart, you've been thinking about giving something to Help Catholic Answers, well, God loves you for responding to that. He loves it when you give cheerfully, when you see the value of apostolic work being done and you're moved to support it. That's a sign of God's grace working in your life. And we want to cooperate with God's grace to the fullest extent that we can. For some people, are in limited financial circumstances. They may not be able to give a whole lot. That's okay. Whatever you can give is something that will contribute. It will make a difference. It will help the work go on and expand. Other people may be in a very blessed situation financially. Just yesterday, when I was manning the phones, and by the way, I'm going to be manning the phones in the second hour. Tim Staples is going to be in here
right.
second hour, so I'm going to go take pledges the second hour of the show. But yesterday, when I was doing it, I took two calls from gentlemen who donated $5,000 each. And I know other people here in the building took pledges from people who were donating $1,000. And so there are people out there who are very blessed financially and who have been thinking about making a donation to Catholic Answers. And I just want to encourage you, if you're one of those people, now's the time to act on that. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. By the way, if you are able to give at one of those very generous levels, like $1,000, we want to enroll you in a special giving society known as the President's Club. There are various benefits to that, which we can explain when you call. Also, if you were able, like the two gentlemen I spoke to yesterday, able to donate $5,000, we'll enroll you in our Founder Circle Giving Society, which has a bunch of benefits. Among them, you're entitled to receive everything Catholic Answers publishes in the next year for free. So there are a lot of benefits to joining these societies, and if you've been financially blessed and are able to help support our work, now's the time to call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is that number, but let's not neglect our main work that we do here. So we'll start by going to calls. It is open forum. I will remind you again, open forum. Anyone's welcome to call about any aspect, well, anything having to do with religious or philosophical questions. They are all welcome. We will answer them as best we can from a Catholic perspective. And lots of calls lately from Worcester. Emmanuel, mm-hmm. Emmanuel Radio there in Worcester must be really good because lots of people calling from Worcester. Christina in Worcester, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Before I ask Jimmy my question, you know, I'm calling from Emmanuel Radio in Worcester. If it wasn't for that radio station, I wouldn't be listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, starting in April, we're going to be doing our telephone calls like you guys have been doing for Catholic Answers.
Right.
To Catholic radio station going.
It's important to support your local radio station and the networks that carry us, and all of that's very important. So
right.
If you're listening in Worcester, Massachusetts, by all means, support their efforts. And the same goes for your local station and your national network, wherever you are. So we definitely want to make sure that all of the different pieces in the pipeline get the support they need to keep doing their work. What's your question, Christina?
Okay, Jimmy, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm a very devout Catholic, and I go to church and meet my obligations. My sister and two of her children were baptized in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
but they have drifted away from the church. They don't go. They're constantly swearing, using God's name in vain.
Mm.
I need to know what I can do as a family member to help them, or do I just pray for them? Because I'm afraid if I say something, they're going to, you know, come back at me with some comment like, mind your business, we'll do what we want. I just need to know what I can do, or just let them do what they're doing and just pray for their souls. And it's getting worse.
It's a judgment call. There's no single answer here. It's going to depend on who they are and who you are and what your relationship with them is. Obviously, if they were a different kind of family member, if they were your own children, for example, you could just say language and, you know, kind of put a stop to it or at least put a damper on it. But if it's your sister, then she's a peer. She's not someone who's under your family authority, and her kids are under her family authority. So there's a limit to what you can do, especially with regard to them. They're kind of at two removes from you. Rather than worrying about what they're going to say, I would make my principal concern, how can I draw them closer to God if they're falling away from the church? And I would – and typically that's going to involve things like being really loving to them. Now, there can be a role for saying, you know, I find this form of language, especially using the Lord's name in vain, I find that painful. And it hurts me when you do that. And I'd ask, you know, I know no one's perfect and people all make slip ups from time to time, but it would help me in my journey if I didn't have these moments of pain that language inflicts. And that would be one way. And you could even say, you know, I understand that you don't mean it that way. I understand that, you know, you're not trying to do anything wrong here. But I just wanted to share this information with you so that you can take that into account. And, you know, that's about as nice a way as I can think of in terms of how to communicate the message directly. But there is also a role for simply turning the other cheek, like Jesus said. Obviously, you know, someone hits you on one cheek, well, that's painful too. And he, as a way of loving the other person, suggests not pressing your rights and not making an issue of it and letting them keep doing that. In certain circumstances, that's the right thing to do to help someone grow closer to God. And so I would just pray about the situation and think about the situation and try to figure out what's the best way that I could help these people come closer to God, and then do that and trust God with the results, whatever they may be.
Thank you very, very much for that call. We're happy to take your calls today on any aspect of the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church. 888-318-7884 is the number if you've got a question for Jimmy Akin. I will remind you, however, that we have a $10,000 match this hour, a $10,000 match. A generous donor has given us $10,000 and said, hey, go out and match that. And if we can match it, we will. The full $20,000 is ours to keep and to keep bringing you this program and to keep doing the other things that we are attempting to expand out into here at Catholic Answers. So I really have to kind of urgently ask you for your help, because we're a quarter of the way through our hour here, and we are maybe a tenth of the way through our $10,000 match. So we're starting a little slow today, but I know you're there. And as Jimmy was saying earlier, when we've lost stations, one of the things we really need to do is appeal to people who have not given before to Catholic Answers. If you have not given before to Catholic Answers Live to support this radio station, in a very special way, we're appealing to you this week. We'll only be here for just a few hours. I mean, fewer than 4 hours now left in this pledge drive. And if you haven't given before, maybe consider is this something that you would want to support, given the state of our culture, given the state of the fact that Christ has called us to share the good news to the very ends of the earth, and that very few things, maybe nothing else, can do that in quite the way radio does. Radio has an enormous power to reach people, a power that's very unlike television and unlike books. I mean, they have their strengths as well, but radio catches people by accident. And we have how many times, hundreds and hundreds of times we've heard, I just tuned in my car. I haven't been to Mass in, you know, whatever many years. And I've, in a person is back to celebrating the sacraments, is back in a friendly and loving relationship with Jesus. That's what we're here for. We want to answer questions, maybe dispel concerns, but also invite back to the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. And if you can support that, if you have not supported it before, now is the time. We have that match, 888-291-8000 is the number.
And we have plenty of lines open for you right now. I can see on the monitor that we only have a few people on the line, so we've got lots of people here waiting for you. You will be able to get through easily. You won't have any kind of long wait time. By the way, one of the things I learned yesterday when I was taking pledges was just how many people call in while they're driving. And you know, they would say, okay, I'm driving, and it only takes a couple of minutes. So it's and with no effective wait time to get through, it doesn't take you long at all while you're driving, and you don't have to be able to pull out your credit card right on the spot. Was something I repeatedly over and over yesterday that came up. You can call right now, and you don't have to take out your credit card. You can just give the information, your phone number, your email, and so forth. We can either mail you a form that you can use to fulfill your pledge, or we can just give you a call the next day when you're not driving. And however you'd like to handle that, we want to make it easy for you to be generous and to support the work of Catholic Answers. So we have a lot of lines still open for you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. Don't worry if you're driving. It's perfectly fine. You'll get right through and you'll be back to focusing on the road in no time.
888-291-8000. It really is quick. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, we'll go back to the phones. Michael in Lafayette, Indiana, watching us on Facebook Live. Michael, thanks for joining us on Facebook. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hello. My question is Peter's denial of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see that, I'm thinking, how could he do that?
Yeah.
Because St. Peter was privileged to witness all these miracles, like the transfiguration and walking on water. And so I was wondering if you have any thoughts about how St. Peter could even do that in the first place.
Yeah. So there are a few things that I can say here. One of them is it kind of fits in with Peter's character. Peter is kind of impetuous. He's kind of a hothead. He's often the first disciple to recognize something and to get on board with it, and then he'll stumble. And in fact, seeing the miracles like Jesus walking on water, that's a perfect example of that. When he sees Jesus walking on water, he does something none of the other disciples do. He says, Lord, if it's you, let me come out there with you. And Jesus says, okay. And he goes out there. And then once he starts looking around, he's standing on the water with Jesus, he starts looking at the wind and the waves, and all of a sudden, bloop, he starts to sink. And he says, Lord, save me. So he was the boldest of the apostles in that he was the one who asked to go out there and did, but then he immediately fails. So this is an example of how Peter's kind of inconsistent. He's impetuous. He kind of bites off more than he can chew at various points. He's not as calm and measured as some folks. And that's part of what made him a good leader, the fact that he was willing to take on big projects, even ones that could be a little beyond his human ability. But it also got him into trouble from time to time. And an example of that, another example of that, is what happened with his denials of Christ, because Jesus told the disciples they were all going to flee. And Peter, being the bold, impetuous guy again, says, well, even if everybody else does, I'm not going to. I'm willing to follow you to the death. And Jesus says, this is not going to work out the way you think. To quote a line from Star Wars, this is not going to go the way you think. You're going to deny me three times before the cock crows twice. And that's exactly what happened. And as the events continued to transpire that night, Peter did a couple of things that put him in real danger. One of them, and you wouldn't know this unless you read the Gospel of John, but if you read the other three Gospels, in their account of Jesus's arrest, they mention that somebody standing near Jesus took out a sword and whacked the ear of the high priest's servant. And they don't say who. You know, it's just somebody there. Somebody standing by Jesus took out a sword and whacked the ear of the high priest's servant. That's kind of mysterious. I mean, just some random person happened to be standing there. I mean, kind of the implication is this is one of the disciples.
Right.
Because
right.
They were the ones who were there. But for some reason, the Synoptic Gospels are being coy about saying who it was. And there's been a very interesting theory proposed about that in recent times, that the Synoptic Gospels are using what's known as protective anonymity to protect the identity of certain people who did potentially legally actionable actions during Jesus's final days. Peter's not the only one, but whoever hacked off the ear of the high priest's servant would be one of them, because the high priest was a very influential figure. His family was influential in the Jerusalem area for decades. And if they had known who had attacked in the dark the high priest's chief servant who was in charge of this arrest party, then that person could be in danger with the law, and that could be a pretext for arresting him and killing him. And so it looks like in these early days, when the Synoptic Gospels were written, this practice of keeping the identity secret was maintained. But then when John was written, he tells us who it was. It was Peter. And so apparently Peter is no longer in danger. He's moved away from Jerusalem. He may not even be alive anymore. And so one way or another, he's out of danger of the high priest's family, and John can tell us who it was that did that. So he's just assaulted the man in charge of arresting Jesus and injured him, and could have even killed him if the sword had gone a little differently. Could have, you know, cut his neck and gotten his carotid artery or something. So this was very risky. And then when they arrest Jesus, Peter does something that's also bold. He follows. And I mean, he doesn't just run away like the other disciples. He actually follows at a distance. And he, with the assistance of the beloved disciple, gets into the courtyard of the high priest and is standing there around a fire warming himself with the other servants of the high priests and the guards who had arrested Jesus. I mean, he's in enormous danger at this point, and it really was bold of him to do all of that. So he needs credit for his boldness in that way and his willingness and desire to follow Jesus. But at the same time, it's just like when he walked on the water. Once he gets into the situation, he gets afraid and he realizes how much danger he's in. And when the people there start to figure out he's one of Jesus's followers, because he's got this Galilean accent, you know, yeah. They start to figure out who he is, and he's going, oh no, they may realize not just that I'm a follower, but they may realize I cut off this guy's ear and I could be in as much trouble as Jesus. And that's when he makes his denials. And so it's characteristic of Peter to be really bold and brash and then have second thoughts, and that's what happened in this case. And it's a human thing. And you know, after the prophecy comes true and he does deny Jesus and then the cock crows, he goes out and weeps. And it's a very human moment that shows Peter's vulnerability, and it's something that, you know, most of us can sympathize with, because, you know, there's that saying, sin makes you stupid. And we've all had that experience of having fallen into sin and afterwards go, man, that was so stupid. Why did I do that? And have that intense regret, just the way Peter did. So it's a very human and moving thing.
Thanks very, very much for that call, Michael. I got to remind folks, we have a $10,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. Your donations help us to reach that match. An individual has given us that $10,000. We need lots of folks to come together to match it. 888-291-8000 is the number. As we have said before, we are earlier this year, as a matter of fact, the first day of this year, we stopped being broadcast on relevant radio stations. Those stations include really big markets like Los Angeles and San Francisco, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Salt Lake City. As you can tell, all here in the Southwest. That's that whole area of the country. We are on much, much less than we were before, just a few small stations. And so we had some trepidation about this pledge drive, because we didn't know how the response would be. Wonderful response yesterday. We're very, very grateful. Can you help us reach that $10,000 spot today, or this hour? 888-291-8000. If you're a first-time donor, tell the person on the phone you're a first-time donor. We'd love to know. We'd be so grateful for that. We need those first-time donors. We have a group of people who are are consistent supporters. There's a number of people who will answer our appeals or have a monthly pledge that they just continue to make every month. But we need to widen the number of people who are supporting Catholic Answers Live so we can widen the work that Catholic Answers Live does. 888-291-8000.
And we're going to be going to a hard break in just a few moments, and that's a perfect time for you to call because you won't be missing anything. And right now, I can see we do have a few people on the line, but we still have lots of lines open for you, so you won't have any kind of long wait time. You can call right now. We're going to be going into the break. In fact, we're so close, we won't be taking any more questions until after the break. So this is an ideal time for you to call, including, like I said, if you're driving, you don't have to be able to pull out your credit card in order to make your pledge. Just call in the customer service person or other Catholic Answers employee, including perhaps Tim Staples. We'll be taking your call, and we'll just take the minimum information needed, and then we'll be getting back to you about how you can fulfill your pledge. But now's the time to call 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Like I said, we're heading into a break. This is the ideal time. You will not miss a thing, and you can have the whole thing over and done with by the time we come back from the break and start taking calls again.
So, I'm just going to thank some folks as we head
please.
Out. Laureen in Wisconsin, $100. Thank you so much. Andrew from Michigan, $50 a month pledge. Said he wouldn't be Catholic without Catholic Answers. Jane from Santa Barbara, $200. Robert from Beaumont, Texas, $100. Sam in Alabama, $100. Neil here in Escondido, $100. Lisa in Portland, Oregon, $200. Thank you all. More thank yous after this.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Sounds like Jubi. Is that Jubi?
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum, special open forum. We don't usually do open forum on Wednesdays, but we're happy to do it now. We're doing this. We're right in the middle, actually. We're almost to the exact halfway point of our February pledge drive. We come to you four times a year for just 6 hours, and we don't use those whole 6 hours. We try to just keep it as minimum as we can and then go to calls because that is the main thing we want to do. And we know that's the main thing, the main reason you support us is so that we can do that. 888 888- 291-8000 is the number. If you are able to support us in any way, we'd be very grateful for it. If you're thinking, I can't give much, you know, my donation would be very small. Well, one thing you should know is there is a match on right now, up to $10,000 this hour. We appear to be over. I see now we're
just over halfway.
We're past halfway now, so we can make that $10,000 match. And also, if you're concerned about the time, it's very, very quick. As a matter of fact, if it came down to, hey, all I can do is call, leave my name and number and an amount, then that's fine.
Yeah,
they'll take that and they'll call you back later when it's convenient for you. The number 888-291-8000, $10,000 match this hour, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Now, we had a burst of activity over the break, which was great. People took advantage of that opening in the schedule. Like we said, the whole thing, you know, takes like 2 minutes, and there's no long wait time on the phone, and there won't be for you when you call, because I can see right now the lines are only half full right now. So there are half of the people are standing by waiting to take your pledge. Now is the ideal time to call. 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We still have a little bit of time left in this hour to get to that $10,000 match.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Still a bunch of people to thank, so I want to get to as many as I can here before we go to a call. We'll take a call just in a second here. Gene in North Dakota, thank you for your $200. Aaron, I don't have an amount here for Aaron, but he, while making his pledge, asked for prayers for his daughter for a full restoration of her health, and that is something that we do. As a matter of fact, I should
Carolyn
say—
Carolyn from Colorado also asks for that, prayers for that.
Our chaplain, Father Hugh Barber, is actually quite diligent about this, reads mm-hmm. them at Mass and extensively. So when we're happy to pray for you, we're all in this together. We do appreciate your prayers for us as well. Kevin from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, $500. Thank you so much. That helps us towards that $10,000, a great deal. Daniel from Kentucky, $100. Karen from Illinois, $75. Anita from St. Petersburg, that's in Florida, not in Russia, that's $100. Judith, Cleveland, another $100. Charlotte in Texas, $50. Beth from Iowa, $150. All of those donors, thank you so, so much. In a particular way, I want to thank Judy in Missouri, because they put the note on here, first time donor, $25.
Yay.
Judy,
awesome.
That's exactly what we need. We just need to widen the number of people who are supporting the show. We're very, very grateful to those folks who, time after time, when we come to you, respond and help us to continue to do what we do here at Catholic Answers Live. But if you have never done so, we'd really like it. We need to ask you to please consider your first time call to Catholic Answers to support this program, because the pool of available listeners to us went down by the millions just over a month ago. And we are not exactly sure what that means for our financial future. And so we're trying to work that out. 888-291-8000 is the number.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about yet today is the fact that we have some thank you gifts that we'd like to send people who support at various levels. And you may not be able to, say, make a $200 donation all at once, but you could, for example, perhaps donate $18 a month. And if you donate $18 a month, we have a couple of really great books we'd like to send you. One of them is the book Stunned by Scripture by John Bergsma. The other is a book called A Devotional Journey Through the Mass. And they cover the faith from very different aspects, but they both contribute to a robust, well-informed understanding of the faith. If you're able to donate $500, we also will include a special DVD set with a study guide that goes along with it by Tim Gray. It's part of the Lexio series, and which is a very popular video series produced by the Augustine Institute. And this one is on the subject of prayer, which is obviously very important to the life of every Christian. So you'll get both the DVD and the study guide if you're able to donate $500 or more. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And the website to go to is CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we've got less than 30 minutes now to make our $10,000 challenge for this hour. I'm hopeful that we're going to get there. And by your support, we'll do that.
888-291-8000 is the number to donate. Let's go to some calls. Let's start with John in Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. John, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Yes, my question was this. I know when Protestants normally say the creed, they'll put an asterisk next to Catholic and say universal. And I know they'll normally refer to Catholic as like the invisible body of believers. And that's a very reformed view of what Catholic meant. And I read your article on the etymological fallacy, and I didn't understand it quite well. But I want to know, in the early church fathers and the tradition of the church, did they actually mean, what do they mean by like Catholic church? Is that like the visible institution that you can actually point to, or is it what the Protestants would say? And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, thank you very much for calling, John. In the way the term Catholic Church is used in the early church fathers, it does refer to the visible institution of the church, not to an invisible union of all believers. And it's very easy to show that. In fact, the reason that the term Catholic in Greek, it's kata holos, according to the whole or universal. The reason that that term came to be used for the church was because there were these little breakaway bodies here and there that were named, for example, after their founder, like the Marcionites, or named after their particular heresy, like the Docetists, who said Christ only seemed to be a human, but really wasn't. That Greek adokamos, dokane means to seem, and so they were the seemers who thought Jesus just seemed to be human. And as these little groups broke away from the church that Christ established, you needed a term for the overall church, because if you just said church, well, how do you know you're not talking about one of these little breakaway groups? And the solution that was developed sometime in the second half of the first century was to refer to the overall worldwide church as the Catholic Church. And it was clearly understood as a visible institution. This is admitted even by Protestant scholars like the Anglican scholar J.N.D. Kelly, who is a patristic scholar. If you read his book, Early Christian Doctrines, he makes the point that the church was always understood by these fathers as the visible institution, with bishops and priests and deacons and an organized structure and a visible membership and church discipline. And we see all those things right there in the New Testament. When the concept of the church was first implemented by Jesus, he tells Peter, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Well, that gives Peter authority, specifically of a disciplinary nature, over an earthly body of individuals, because you can't excommunicate somebody from an invisible body that's known only to God. The fact that Jesus created leaders in his church and that his church has members and that the leaders could discipline people and excommunicate them, like Paul at one point tells the Corinthians to do to this one gentleman, all of that speaks to the fact Jesus founded a visible church, not just an invisible collection of believers. That understanding is in the New Testament, and it's also in the early church fathers. If you'd like to read more about that, you could check out my book, The Fathers Know Best, where I have a whole chapter with quotations from the early church fathers on just that subject. And you can also find that same material online for free at Catholic.com.
Thank you, John, very, very much for that question. And it was very pithy the way John expressed that question, too.
Love pithy questions.
Let's go now to Deb in St. Paul, Minnesota, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Deb, you're on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
So I'm reading The Lord by Romano Guardini, if that's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
And in there he says that if the Jews would have recognized Jesus, that heaven would have come, the kingdom would have come at that time, which I thought was really fascinating to think about. But somebody said, well, the prophets said that Jesus had to die.
Mm-hmm.
So how do those two mesh with each other? I'm curious about that.
The view that Romano Guardini is expressing, and by the way, for people who don't know who he was a scholar in the early part of the 20th century, and he was a favorite of Joseph Ratzinger. So if you're a fan of Joseph Ratzinger, know that Joseph Ratzinger is a fan of Romano Guardini. His books are well worth reading. The view that he's articulating about if the Jewish people as a whole had embraced Jesus when he came, that the kingdom would have been fulfilled then, is something that's indicated by St. Paul. There are hints of it in the Gospels too, like where Jesus weeps over Jerusalem and says, you know, if only you had known the time of your visitation, I would have gathered you like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, you know, indicating that if they had recognized who he was, that he was God himself visiting them, and if they had embraced that, then he would have given them blessings and taken care of them just like a hen takes care of her chicks. But they didn't. And St. Paul indicates that there's a bit more to it than what those brief statements in the gospel indicates. He indicates that the turning away of the Jewish people was something that was foreseen as part of God's plan, and it was a way of allowing the gospel to go to the Gentiles. But at some point, the full number of Gentiles who will come to Christ will be converted, and at that point, Paul indicates that God will turn his attentions in a greater way back to the Jewish people. Now, he always cares for them. He always works in their hearts. But there will, after the full inclusion of Gentiles, be a general conversion of Israel, of the Jewish people at that time. And Paul indicates that when that happens, it's going to be life from the dead. It's a sign of the resurrection and the end of the world. So even in Romans, we see this idea that if the Jewish people as a whole accept Jesus, that's a sign of the kingdom coming in its fullness. And so the way Paul puts these two things together is it's true that when they accept Jesus, the kingdom will come. And therefore, if they had accepted him during his earthly reign, the kingdom would have come then. During his earthly ministry, the kingdom would have come then. But it was foreseen that this would not happen during his ministry. It'll happen later in the history of the world. And because it didn't happen in his first coming, that creates the space between the first and the second coming for the gospel of salvation to go out not just to the Jewish people, but also to the Gentiles as well. And that's also part of God's greater plan.
Thank you so much for that call. We have to take a quick break, and then we will be back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is our guest. And we are taking calls and answering questions as they come in about any aspect of the Catholic faith from anyone. You don't have to be Catholic to call. The number, 888-318-7884. But at the same time, we have lots of people to thank, and we have more to ask of you this hour, because we do need your support to continue what we do here at Catholic Answers Live. We only come to you four times a year. We only come to you 6 hours at a time when we do come to you, and we try not to use the bulk of those hours to do anything but the usual work that we do. So when we have a few minutes, we'd like to remind you that this is our February pledge drive. The number to call if you're willing to make a donation, if you can make a donation, 888-291-8000. $10,000 match this hour, 888-291-8000.
And we got lots of phone lines open right now, so you'll get through immediately without any hassle, without any fuss. The whole process takes like 2 minutes. Not a big deal. Give us a call right now. It's an ideal time. I'm going to do some thanking. You've thanked a bunch of people.
Okay.
But I want to thank Teresa from Florida, who made a one-time gift of $50. Denise from Oregon gave $100. Drew from
Situate. That's Massachusetts.
Situate. Yeah. I was going to just pronounce it about that way, taking it as a Latin word. Made a donation of $100. And he says, tell Cyril or Cy here that he's doing a great job, which of course he is, and we should carry his novel. So how about that?
Thank you very much.
It's Ex Cathedra. We need to carry Ad Limina.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should carry your novel. What about my novel? I don't know.
Or is it ready?
Well, I've written several. You've actually written some fiction that I've written, but
I've read some of your fiction.
Read some
of
my
that's
fiction,
right.
But that's
right. For another time. Jimmy.
For another time. Have a Francis asked for prayers for the conversion of sinners. Cheryl in Washington has given $100. Jesus in Dallas has given $1,000. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jesus. And as I'm sure they explained to you on the phone, that makes you part of the President's Club, one of our special giving societies. There are a bunch of benefits to being a member of the President's Club, and we'll be in contact with more information about that. Vicky in West Virginia is donating $15 a month. That's great. Anna from Columbus is donating $20 a month. She says she usually donates to her local radio station, which is good. People need to do that. This is her first time donating to Catholic Answers Live. So that is awesome. Thank you so much, Anna. We need new donors. Nancy in New Hampshire, first-time donor. This is great. Pledging $100. Catherine in Birmingham has donated $2,500, and that also makes you, Catherine, a member of the President's Club. We'll be contacting you with more information about all the benefits of belonging to that giving society. And Catherine ask for prayers for a special intention. And I know a lot of people have those, so want to pray for everybody's special intentions, including Catherine's. Umberto from San Antone has donated $50, asked for prayers for his pregnant wife, Carla, and, of course, also their child as well. Mary from Ohio is donating $20 a month. That means she's going to be getting both the book Stunned by Scripture by John Bergsma and also the devotional Journey Through the Mass. Both of those excellent books are available to her. Terry in Nebraska is donating $50. Michael in British Columbia, one of the northern states up there, or provinces, as they like to say. Thank you so much, Michael. He's being very generous and donating $50 a month. Thank you to all these people. Like I said, we still have a bunch of phone lines open right now, so you can get through. This is an excellent time. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Let's make sure we get to as many calls as we can this hour. I'll give that number out again, 888-291-8000. I will just stress one more time before we go to our next caller in Seattle, Washington. We're asking for as many first-time donors as we can this particular pledge drive. This is our first pledge drive after losing our good friends over there at Relevant Radio. They went a different direction, but for us, that means millions of potential listeners are no longer under a signal that carries Catholic Answers Live. So if you have never given to Catholic Answers Live, now is the perfect time. 888-291-8000. We go now to Tarlis in Seattle, Washington, watching on Facebook. Thanks for watching on Facebook. Tarlis, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you gentlemen doing?
Very well, thank you.
All right. Hey, Mr. Akin, glad to speak to you. I did read your book, Fathers Know Best. It was a really good book.
Thank you.
I am a Protestant, mm-hmm. and I was the one that typed in for the Immaculate Conception.
Right.
I'm having a hard time understanding that Mary was free from original sin mm-hmm. and personal sin.
Right.
And you know, the one scripture, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God,
mm-hmm.
There's no not righteous, no, not one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really, really having a hard time.
Okay. So the two passages that you've cited, they're both from the book of Romans, and they occur in related but somewhat distinct contexts. The first one about all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, does that include Jesus?
No, he's an exception to that.
Okay, so he's an exception. What about Adam and Eve before the fall?
Well, before the fall, obviously, yeah.
Okay, so there were exceptions, too, before the fall. What about unborn children like Jacob and Esau that Paul mentions later on in Romans 9, where he talks about how they hadn't done anything good or evil before they were born? Had they sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Are you there, Tarlis?
Tarlis?
Oh, we may have lost him. Well, it was a rhetorical question because, as St. Paul indicates, they hadn't done anything good or bad And the point I'm drawing on there is, or bad. They hadn't done anything sinful. So they were free of personal sin as well. And therefore, we've seen a number of exceptions right here. Adam and Eve before the fall didn't have personal sin. Unborn babies don't have personal sin. Jesus had no personal sin. And that means that when Paul says all have sinned, there are exceptions. He's making a general statement. He's not making an absolute statement. And if we recognize that there are these other exceptions that he has named, then we have to recognize there are potentially other exceptions that he may not have mentioned. Now, you'll notice three of the individuals that we just figured out were exceptions have prominent places in God's plan. Adam, obviously, is the first Adam. Christ is the second Adam. So both the first and the second Adams were exceptions to this rule about people sinning. Well, so was the first Eve. Well, if the first Adam and the second Adam are exceptions, and if the first Eve is an exception, that would suggest the possibility that the second Eve is also an exception. And one of the things you find in the early church fathers from very early on is that Mary was recognized as the second Eve, just like the first Eve cooperated in the fall of the first Adam. Mary cooperated in bringing Jesus into the world, and thus she cooperated with his work. She cooperated with the work of the second Adam, making her the second Eve. And this is a prominent theme in various early church fathers. And since you read my book, or The Fathers Know Best, you know, it covers that. And so you can look up those passages there. But I would point out that that's an example of how Mary can have this exceptional quality of not having personal sins, like Adam and Eve and Jesus and unborn babies. She is someone who's an exception to this general statement about all have sinned. Now, you also mentioned another passage, the no, not one. This is part of a series of statements that Paul makes, which are all quotations from the Old Testament. And I talk about this, if I'm not mistaken, I talk about this in my book, The Salvation, The Drama of Salvation. It may also be on my website, jimmyakin.com. But one of the things you find out when you look at this series of quotations from the Old Testament that Paul gives one after another, bang, 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 if you look them up in their original contexts, they're contrast texts that contrast the behavior of the wicked with the behavior of the righteous. And that happens in text after text after text that he quotes, including the "there's no one who does right, no, not one." That's talking about the behavior of the wicked. If you look in that same context, there's also a discussion of the righteous. And so what Paul's doing in these passages is he's selecting all of the material that deals, or selecting from amongst all of the material that deals with the behavior of the wicked, and then he's not talking about the behavior of the righteous. So you have to understand these passages, even in their original context, are not universal statements about mankind. They expressly envision that there are righteous people, but these happen to be talking about the wicked. And so you have to take that into account as a limiting factor when you understand what St. Paul is saying, given his own recognition that there would be some people, especially people with prominent places in God's redemptive plan, like Adam and Eve and Jesus and, by extension, Mary, who can be exceptions to what he's saying in these other statements. So that's a brief overview. I hope that's helpful. Like I mentioned, you may want to check out some of those other resources. And feel free to call another time. I understand we got interrupted, but call another time, and we're more than happy to help out.
Thanks very much, Tarlis, for that call. If you're on the line, stay on the line. If you haven't called yet and you have a question, open forum means any question about the Catholic faith from anyone. You do not have to be Catholic to call. 888-318-7884 is that number. I'm keeping two phone numbers in my head today.
It's almost like math.
Oh, please, Jimmy, no math on the air. I want to reiterate, $10,000 match this hour. We're looking, we're grateful to everyone who supports us. We're in a special way asking, if you have not given before to Catholic Answers Live, would you please give now? We are in different circumstances than we have been before. This is the first time we have diminished
in the number of stations,
in the number of stations we're on. That I can remember ever. It's a serious situation, but certainly not an insurmountable one, because lots of generous people have called. Would you please consider calling if you have not given to Catholic Answers before? 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And Si, as you know, we're just about down to the end of the hour. We're going to be going to our break. I'm going to be heading out of the studio now. I'm going to go to my desk and start taking your pledge calls. So call in. I and all the other people in the building will be taking your pledges. Tim Staples is going to be in here to answer your questions. We've got lots of lines open right now. I can see they're almost entirely open, so you can get through. And we're going into the break between hours. Again, this is the ideal time to call. God loves a cheerful giver. So call right now. Be one of the cheerful givers. We've got lots of people, including me, standing by to take your call. The number is 888-291-8000. You won't miss anything because we're going into the break between hours. Now is that time.
888-291-8000. If you prefer not to be thanked on air, just let the person know. And if you're a first-time donor, let them know that as well. 888-291-8000 is the donor number. We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.